Welcome to the Des Moines County Supervisors Board Meeting, November the 20th, 2018. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I think we're gonna have to knock off this road tour with county engineer because he is not available today. I just talked to Julie and I thought maybe she got rid of him. She said she didn't want to because she got him trained.
Yeah, that's right.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, county auditor.
Good morning. Last week, we completed our canvas of the election on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we did the post-election audit of precinct MY. We're required by the state to, they tell us which precinct to audit. And Sherry even got to be in on that. And so here is our official report for the post-election audit. And the board counted everything exactly the same way as what was on the machine. So we know that both are working properly.
That's good.
And I sent out a news release to all the media and everything to let them know that we had completed our audit as required. Everything was good.
You can finally breathe a little less now, huh?
Yeah, now we can just finish up. We still have a lot of cleanup and final reporting and stuff like that to clean up, so.
Is that legal? You had part of the press in here.
She's also been a precinct worker and stuff, so I figured she'd be a good fit for it.
Well, that's good.
Do we have to receive this?
Yeah, you can.
Lisa, how's the recorder's office doing?
We're keeping busy. Let you know, we haven't sold much more of the county permits, but we're at 70. We're just keeping busy trying to get some extra, recording, indexing and that, different, our books and stuff. We're just trying to get that digitized and been keeping pretty busy with that.
That it then?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Angie, how's the safety department doing?
We're doing good. Good morning. I just want to wish everyone a happy holiday and remind them that if you're traveling, take your time, be safe, and have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you. Mr. Grimshaw.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Everybody's doing well, getting ready for the holidays, and got nothing to pass on.
Pretty quick.
Yep.
It's good to see our new county attorney in here that's going to be in office here before too long.
Yeah, congratulations.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
A hard-fought race, wasn't it?
It was a nail biter there till the end.
Do you have anything to pass on to us, or just?
Right now, I'm just transitioning. I have a lot of cases to close in my private practice. I've got some meetings set up with the local law enforcement agencies to discuss issues between county attorney's office and those, and changes they'd like to see, and changes I might like to see, and we'll be having those discussions in the next few weeks after the holidays.
Thank you. Glad seeing you being proactive.
That's a good word to describe me.
Have you had a chance to talk to Cheryl?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all my agenda.
You're thrown into the middle of the budget.
Yeah, I figured I'd let Thanksgiving get out of the way and then. So yeah, I think I finally finished my last criminal case yesterday, so.
Okay, good. Thanks, Lisa. Ken, how's the mental health department doing?
Real good. We had meetings last week, and we had discussions about, recovery centers came in and gave us reports of how they're doing, and mobile crisis response is a new one of those new services that we've been mandated to start providing. So we've had discussions about getting those started, and CIT training's now new in the region. So they started, we had our own in-region CIT training, and maybe Tom might mention some of that too in his report. So just really good meetings last week. A lot of good things discussed. A lot of progress.
Thank you, Jim. Colin, how's the IT department?
Pretty good. Just keeping busy like always. We had a couple little issues with our storage that we had to work out here over the weekend, but overall, pretty good. And don't really have anything else new to report.
Okay, thank you. Jump back to Rodney there. Seems sneaking in. How's the maintenance department?
It's really busy. We got a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to try and finish it before winter, and winter's pretty well snuck up on us already, so just got a lot of stuff going on. Nothing new at this time.
Thank you. Amy, the county attorney's office.
Good morning. I'm glad I ran into Rodney because I was ready to walk out of the courthouse. We had a trial team meeting this morning. For the 27th, we have 43 cases on the jury trial list, and I also had a hearing here on second floor this morning. So we're busy. Just wrapped up the second conviction yesterday of the individual that murdered Kidari Johnson. Mm-hmm. So we're very busy as well.
Good. Jared, how's Southeast Iowa Regional finding?
Doing pretty well. Busy as always. Nothing particularly noteworthy today. We got one subdivision out for review. Should be on the agenda most likely next week. Apart from that, nothing to report.
Okay. Thank you. Correspondence?
You do the roads.
Oh, Julie. Here, I knew you were there.
I'm speechless. You don't want to hear from me.
Well,
now for that, you need to really play Brian and talk for 15 minutes.
I can't do that. Brian donated his time to Bob to talk about the air quality.
I don't have anything this morning. Thank you for asking. Well, the road department is doing well.
You surely got something after I got reprimanded for not asking you.
Winter did come early. We've already been out twice for snow, and of course it was on the weekend, so we're spending the money.
Okay.
I can say that.
Okay, thank you. Now I can move on to correspondence.
We have received correspondence from the Flag Committee. I am writing on behalf of the Burlington Area Veterans Council concerning the $150 annual contribution from Des Moines County for the upkeep of the U.S. service flags at the Memorial Auditorium. Responsibility for maintaining the service flags has been assigned to the Burlington Area Veterans Council. From the Burlington Area Honor Guard, I have the responsibility and honor of maintaining the service flags by the Veterans Council. We would appreciate your donation be made to the Burlington Area Veterans Council for flag maintenance and mailed to Burlington Area Veterans Council, attention Ken Parrish. So, respectfully, Ken Parrish. I would say, if it was up to me, it'd be on next week's agenda and we'll move.
I'm guessing it's probably already in the budget.
I'm sure it is. But we've got to pay the bill, don't we?
Yeah.
Pass the public input station number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say, please rise. Seeing nobody from the public rise, we shall move on for discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in total of $1,020,913.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. Personnel actions.
How about?
Wait a minute here.
Was there any payroll?
Payroll claims.
Yeah, payroll claims. I scratched that off first.
Well, that's easy to do.
We have reimbursement claims for $1,288.73 and non-cash taxable for $376.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Now we should move on to personnel action. Did I do all three of these? No, we've got auditors, assessors, and attorneys, so we'll do them one at a time. First one is for,
Ari.
Ari Kramer, in the auditor's office from temporary part-time, to, part-time at the rate $12 an hour.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. The next one is for Kurt Scholte, Fraser. He's a new hire, effective 11/13 of 18. The new rate is $45,000 a year.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. And the next one is for Dawn Callison, reception record assistance for the county attorney. Anniversary, 18-month step increase from $30,581.75 to $31,658.50.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. And we have reports on file for the Sheriff's Monthly Report, the jail stats, and the Veterans Affairs. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. The minutes for a regular meeting on November 13th of 2018 and the election canvass on November 14th, 2018.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items.
I have none.
Okay. Committee reports.
I attended the Southeast Iowa Link series of meetings that Ken was describing, and they did say that that crisis intervention training went pretty well. They said you could, I think they graduated 15 officers, law enforcement officers, in our first internal training that Southeast Iowa Links had, and they said you could pick out the officers that had been told, you have to go there, you have to go there. But they said by Wednesday morning, they pretty much realized the value of the training, and everybody was involved, so that's good to hear. I spoke to the Empower U students, about 30 or 40 high school students, about the workings of county government, and I just attended a Greater Brilliant Partnership meeting, and they're going to, in the interest of easing time requirements for board members, they're going to go from meetings every month to bi-monthly, every other month meetings.
Oh, really?
That's all I have.
Wow.
Probably want that. Sorry.
I went to a CCFSA meeting. That'll be Community College County Fair Association, I think. Something like that. And had a meeting.
Well, I missed my most important meeting, my rush meeting, because we was...
Oh, man.
We was doing our thing here with Terry, so I did not have a meeting this time.
You've got Russ pretty much under control anyway.
It's doing real well. Really, it is. Time for public input session number two. Anybody from public have anything to say, please rise. Seeing nobody rise, we shall ask for a motion for adjournment. Was it aye?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
19 minutes. Yeah, you did well.
Yep, right.